makes my heart sing when he tips the Knights, which he didn't do again. Mark Spud Carroll joins me. Morning, Mark.
Yeah, sorry, mate. I fell off the perch. I don't know what happened. Maybe someone sniped me. I don't know.
Well, it could be that the Knights won last weekend. Maybe that was it, eh?
Did I beat you on the tips? I can't remember.
Yeah, well, you got 6 out of 8. You did. Yeah, well done. Well done. Look, I mentioned, you know, they have an annual meeting and there's argy-bargy about whether or not they'll play the AFL Grand Final at night or in the afternoon. I think they did play it at night during COVID a couple of times when they went into state, but it's back to being in the afternoon for at least this year. Would you like to see an afternoon Grand Final for the NRL, Mark?
Yeah, bloody earth, mate. I love it. I used to love it as a kid. I used to go to Grand Finals at that time of day. And I just also, you know, it's better for parents to take their kids. It's very late these days. You know, most times Grand Finals finish close to 10 o'clock. So I think it's hard, mate. So I'd go for a daytime.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. It did go to night time. And I know Channel 7, who, of course, have the broadcast rights for the Grand Final, they've been pushing for years. But, it stayed in the afternoon. And I think after they had a couple of nighttime Grand Finals during COVID, they did a big survey. And I think it was 80% of AFL fans said, no, we want it in the afternoon. Be interesting to see if they did a survey amongst NRL fans. Yeah. North Sydney Bears, interesting. They've struck an agreement with Melbourne Storm. They're going to be the Storm's feeder club. For next season, yeah, apparently, and maybe a significant step for maybe a return to the Bears in the NRL, maybe.
Oh, yeah, well, they keep trying the Bears, don't they? Yeah. I just don't know if we could have another team in Sydney. I just thought maybe even having Auckland pretty close. Yeah, Papua New Guinea's a bit of a distance away, but Perth, at times, that doesn't work. Yeah. It's just nice to hear the North Sydney name fall up again.
Yeah, we had used to have a news director here that was a mad keen Bears fan, and I think he was doing the ground announcing too when they were in that lesser league. Okay, lot of obviously players trying for state of origin selection. I think there's probably still a few question marks over positions. So pretty important round 12 kicks off tonight. And what a great game it's going to be. The Broncos taking on the Panthers. Obviously, the Broncos looking to bounce back after the loss to the Storm, but they'll be doing it without the with their captain Adam Reynolds, which is a big blow for the Broncos, Mark.
Yeah, it's a massive piece of their jigsaw puzzle, isn't it, Richard? You see that kicking game went off as soon as he went off the field, so I think Penrith Panthers, as you said, state of origin around the corner. It's all about positive energy, coming in with a bit of form, and I think the Penrith Panthers might do a number on the Broncos.
Okay, he's going for Penrith. The early game tomorrow, we'll be covering that one. Jimmy Smith, Brett Camorley, Tim Manor calling the game from 6 o'clock here tomorrow evening. St George with a new coach. The inevitable happened during the week. Then Anthony Griffin departed, Mark.
Oh, shock horror. We were waiting for that one to come through.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for the coach in some capacity. But then again, you can look at the bank account and say, well done, so...
Yeah.
They must have some money to get rid of him, but St George, do they respond on the field? Well, they bloody need to.
Yeah.
And I see that Lomax has come back in. He went down the reserve ground last week, and I called that game. He went okay. He's back up. But Little has gone in from the hooker department. So, who did we go for? No, I don't think they can win. I really don't think they can beat. Who they're playing, they won't.
Roosters, who haven't been going all that well either.
Yeah. No, no, but they've got Hargraves is back.
Yep.
And as I said, Origins next week, or the week and a half away, like Tedesco, we haven't seen the best of him, so look out for a great performance by him.
Okay. The late game tomorrow, the Rabbitohs take on Parramatta. Seems like there's nothing stopping the red-hot Rabbitohs at the moment, who are on top of the NRL ladder and going for their 7th consecutive win. And Parramatta not travelling that well, Mark.
No, they're playing ordinary. To me, I reckon they're one of the biggest disappointments so far this year to this point. But South Sydney, Allianz Stadium, the Roosters have finally let them have a game there. As I said, state of origin, many players in the south side. I reckon they might put a score on them, 13 plus.
Okay, the 3 o'clock game on Saturday, being played in Coffs Harbour. The Sharks take on the Knights, who had a much-needed win last week. They certainly looked a lot better, didn't they, the Knights last weekend?
Yeah, they certainly did. They were refreshed from their trips from Bali, I heard. So a couple of them turned up with a couple of bintang singlets on. I've seen Cronulla up there. It's great that we're going to a sort of country town, and I think it's great for the game.
Yeah, it was great to see Ponga with a little playing with a bit more confidence too last Sunday on Mother's Day.
Isn't it great to see? As I said, you can see State of Origin's just around the corner, but Callum Ponga at full fitness is an exceptional player for our game.
Certainly is. The 5:30 game on Saturday. The Tigers take on the Cowboys. No change to Sheen's Tigers, who were kept scoreless against Souths last week. And for the Cows, Riley Price has been named on the bench, replacing Tanoa Brown, who's out due to concussion. Boy, how many players have been out due to concussion already this season?
Yeah, quite amazing. And also, you remember, if any of them go down for Origin, they're going to miss the game.
That's right.
It might be very close, but the West Tigers at home, surely they can aim up at Leichhardt Oval. So we'll go West Tigers.
Go the Tigers at Leichhardt. The late game on Saturday, the Dolphins take on the Storm. This should be another blockbuster. Arguably the two greatest coaches going head-to-head. Big boost for the Dolphins. Jesse Bromwich and centre Branko Lee back from injury, and Ray Stain back from a head knock, whilst Melbourne's Nelson Asifoa Solomona, he's been named in the starting side despite copping a knock to the ribs last week. And it's also the first time this season that both sides have met too. Who do you like, Dolphins or Storm?
Well, I think in coaching ability, I think Bellamy or coach or done the tutelage of Bennett in some capacity. I want to go master and the apprentice. I think I'm going to go for the master, that being Wayne Bennett.
He's going for
the Fins.
Okay.
I call them the Fins up. They've had a break. I'll be ready to go.
Okay, he's going the Dolphins. The early game Sunday, the Dogs take on the Titans. Canterbury welcoming back Josh Adokar, who will certainly be out to impress New South Wales selectors after being left out of the side last year. And a lot of people weren't happy about that. And the Gold Coast would have been doing a bit of soul searching after the heavy loss to Newcastle. Dogs or Titans?
I think I'd go for the Titans. I think the combination of foreign and... here we go. Fafita certainly having a great year so far, so I'll go to Titans.
Okay, final game for round 12 in the NRL. It's the later game on Sunday. The Canberra Raiders take on Manly. The Green Machine coming off a win against the Eels and welcoming back Denny Levi from a broken jaw. Geez, he's come back quickly, whilst the Sea Eagles, who've lost three in a row, obviously looking to find a bit of form to bounce back, and certainly Tom Trbojevic, who hasn't been playing his best of late, looking to retain that New South Wales jersey. He'll need a big game, Mark.
Yeah, he certainly will, Richard, but you look at his game, he did 20 carries and he turned a move last week. I don't know what they want him to do, maybe 400 metres, be a world record, but they've certainly missed Jake Trbojevic. Hopefully he's back, and also Schuster's back, so he's given an opportunity again. He's got to aim up Schuster, otherwise I'm going to kick him up the arse. So I'm going to go Manly. But down there too, Richard, that time of day, or that time of evening, freezing conditions.
You reckon there's going to be any bolters that might make the New South Wales side for Origin this year?
Yeah, not really. I just think that Adokar's a big question mark, just with regards to fitness. He's only got one game back. It's the quickest game you've ever played. But I think Ola Bolter. I hope they get the Cronulla halfback, Nico Hines. I think he deserves a spot, and I think he'd be a great number 14.
All right. We don't want to talk too much about Queensland, but do you reckon Kalyn Ponga will get picked by Billy Slater for the Queensland team?
He's got to be in the 17 somewhere, but Reece Walsh has to be there as well.
I was going to say, Reece Walsh has been playing so well this season.
Yeah, he deserves his spot too, but the crazy thing about the Queensland side, they've definitely got a duplication of each player. So they're going to look strong, but it's State of Origin. Get a coin, flick it, and do your best.
Yeah, yeah. Look, we talk about redemption. The Warriors have thrown Manu Vadavai a bit of a lifeline. He was jailed for importing methamphetamine, but he's going to be released at the end of the month, and the club have offered him a role as in their wellbeing department. Are you a believer in redemption?
Yeah, of course. Everyone makes mistakes in life, but something like that, the learning thing in his life, but if he can teach young ones not to do it, he's done the right thing.
Yeah, well, there's no substitute for experience, even if it's a bad one, is there?
Correct.
Yeah. Thanks. All right, mate, good to talk to you. Have a good calling over the weekend, mate. We'll catch up next Thursday.
See you, mate. Thank you.
Always like talking to him. Mark Spud Carroll, his thoughts on round 12 of the NRL. Kicks off tonight And you can hear all the action right here with Mark Braybrook, Scotty Sattler and Matt Rogers, all the action from the Broncos-Panthers game from 7 o'clock.